This album's celebrating an anniversary.
Kia ora, Sam. How you going?
Hi. How's it going,
hi,
everybody?
Hi.
Yeah, hi. Yeah, so today we're looking at Public Enemy, their second studio album, It Takes a Nation of Millions to Hold Us Back, from 1988.
Ooh.
It's turning 30 years old. Seminal. I thought we'd do a hip-hop album because I haven't done one in a while.
Excuse me, it's not turning 30 years old because I was born in 89 and I'm 28.
89?
Yeah.
You must be 29 this year then.
Yeah, I'm 29 this year, but... Oh, wait, it is 30. Oh, fuck. I just keep forgetting how old I am.
Well, I'm turning 30 this year as well.
Sorry, y'all. You're probably laughing at me right now because I can't do maths. But who cares?
Yeah, so yeah, we haven't done a hip-hop album in a while. I thought we'd do one because why not? And yeah, this is a seminal record. So just a bit of background about Public Enemy, of course. Formed in Long Island, New York in 1986 after Chuck D and Flavor Flav met at university. And they put out a demo tape called Public Enemy Number 1 before the group was even assembled. And it was this demo tape that got them noticed and signed to Def Jam Recordings after Rick Rubin came across it and he was very impressed with what he heard. So with the signing, they recruited the rest of the group, including the production team that collectively became known as the Bomb Squad, and also Professor Griff and DJ Terminator X. And with this, Public Enemy became a group. And straight away, pretty much, they developed this distinct performance style and sound. They released their debut album in 1987, which was received very well at the time and put them on the map of the burgeoning New York rap scene.
Burgeoning.
And after that success, they went straight back into the studio and started recording this album. And immediately, the theme for this record was to make an album with very strong political and social, I guess, lyricism and commentary, particularly inspired overall by Marvin Gaye's What's Going On album. And this set the scene for them and their future in terms of becoming quite a strong political group. A lot of the tracks here deal with black nationalistic rhetoric, sort of self-empowerment for African Americans, challenging the music industry. I mean, it was a very significant political and social statement, and they weren't going to hold back at all. And I guess you could strongly argue that this album was one of the first notable albums to become associated with the whole conscious rap scene and politically conscious rap and using rap as a vehicle to spread political and social messages.
Yes.
Sound-wise, it was sort of a very interesting production. The Bomb Squad began to develop this kind of dense and chaotic production sound, combining a lot of avant-garde sounds with the usual funk samples as well. And it was quite daring production, quite experimental, I guess, to match the messages that they were displaying in their lyrics. So we're going to start with track number 3 and the second single released from the record. It's called Don't Believe the Hype. And this track references the current political climate in the United States at the time, and basically to just kind of taking this idea of ignoring the hype the media creates around stories. And it was inspired actually by Noam Chomsky. He was quite an influence on this song.
Huh.
And it's one of their most well-known songs, and it contains samples of a lot of people, including James Brown, of course, and Rufus Thomas. So here it is, Don't Believe the Hype.
Brilliant. There it is. It's good.
There it is.
Don't. Now here's what I want you all to do for me. Bang! Caught you looking for the same thing. It's a new thing. Check out this I bring. Uh-oh, the roll below the level, cause I'm living low next to the base.
Come on!
Turn up the radio. They're claiming I'm a criminal. Yeah. But now I wonder how. Some people never know. The enemy could be their friend guardian. I'm now a hooligan. I rock the party and clear all the madness. I'm not a racist. Preach to teach the
officer. Cause some they never had this.
Number one, never wanna run about the gun. I wasn't licensed to have one. The minute they see me, fear me. I'm the epitome of public enemy. Used, abused, without clues. I refuse to blow a fuse. They even had it on the news.
Don't believe the hype. Don't believe the hype. Don't believe the hype.
Yes, was the start of my last jam. So here it is again, another death jam. But since I gave you all a little something that I knew you lacked, they still consider me a new jack. All the critics you can hang on my hold the rope, but they hope to the Pope and pray it ain't dope. The follower of Farrakhan, he'll tell me that you understand until you hear the
same. Yes to them, but to me, I'm a different kind. We're brothers on the same mind, unblind, caught in the middle end, not surrendering. I don't rhyme for the sake of riddling. So claiming that I'm a smuggler. Some say I never heard of ya. A rap burglar, false media. We don't need it, do we?
It's fake, that's what it be to you, dig me? Yo, Terminator X, step up on the stand and show these people what time it is, boy.
As an equal, can I get this through to you? My 98 booming with a trunk of funk. All the jealous punk can't stop the dunk. Coming from the school of hard knocks, some perpetrate. They drink Clorox, attack the black because I know they lack exact the cold facts, and still they try to Xerox. The leader of the new school, uncool, never played the fool, just made the rules. Remember, there's a need to get alarm. Again, I said I was a time bomb. In the daytime, radio scared of me, cause I'm mad, plus I'm the enemy. They can't come on and play me in prime time, cause I know the time, plus I'm getting mine. I get on the mix late in the night, they know I'm living right, so here goes the mic sight. Before I let it go, don't rush my show. You try to reach and grab and get elbow. Word to herb, yo, if you can't swing this, learn the words, you might sing this. Just a little bit of the taste of the bass for you. As you get up and dance at the LQ, with some denied, defiant, I swing bolos. Then in it clear the lane, I go solo. The meaning of all of that, the media is the whack. As you believe it's true, it blows me through the roof. Suckers, liars, give me a shovel. Some writers I know are damn devils. From them I say don't believe the hype.
Yo, Chuck, they must be on the pipe, right?
Their pens and pads I snatch cause I've had it. I'm not an addict, fiend, if for static. I see their tape recorder and I grab it.
No, you can't have it back, silly rabbit.
I'm going to my media assassin, Harry Allen. I gotta ask him.
Yo, Harry, you're a writer, are we that tight?
Don't believe the hype.
All to do for me.
Don't believe, don't believe the hype. Don't believe the hype.
I got flavor in all those things, you know.
Yeah, boy, part two, bum rush the show. Yo, Griff,
get the green, black, and red in. Gold down, countdown, and Armageddon. 88, you wait, the S1s will. Put the left in effect, and I still will. Rock the hard jams, treat it like a seminar. Reach the bourgeois and rock the boulevard. Some say I'm negative, but then I'm positive. Wonder what I got to give.
The media says this.
Red,
yo,
black, and green.
Yo, don't believe that hype. They got to be,
you know what
that
I mean?
Pack. You know what I'm saying? Yo, the megas got them going up to see Captain Kirk like a jerk and they out of work. Let me tell y'all a little something, man. A lot of people on daytime radio are scared of us because they too ignorant to understand the lyrics of the truth that we pumping into them clouds, that brain cells, that they're spotting under them wooden skulls they call caps. You know what I'm saying?
Someone just texted in, one of the best raps ever written. I fucking love Public Enemy. Thanks you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Darren.
Don't believe the,
see ya.
Don't believe the hype.
There it is.
Thank
don't
you, Public Enemy. Thank you, Sam.
Yeah.
Ah, so this is just the first song, isn't it?
It is. The next track we're going to play is track number 7, and it's called Louder Than a Bomb. And this actually samples a lot of other rap groups from the same period, actually, including the Beastie Boys and Run DMC. So as you can see, they're not just sampling funk and soul, they're sampling other rap groups as well, which is pretty cool. So here it is, Louder Than a Bomb.
Oh, here it is.
Products from the bottom of hell, cause the black is back and it's bound to sell. Picture us cooling out on the 4th of July, and if you heard we were celebrating, that's a worldwide lie. Yo, Chuck, the Fat Generals, man, trying to pull a 226 on you, G. Yo, man, show 'em what you got. Show 'em what you got.
This style seems wild, way before you treat me like a stepchild. Let me tell
the status, so I care where you at, black. And at home, I got a call from Tony Rome. The FBI was tapping my telephone. I never live alone, I never walk alone. My posse's always ready and they're waiting in my zone. Although I live the life that of a resident, but I've been knowing the scheme that of the president. Tapping my phone, whose crews abuse? I stand accused of doing harm. A rock hard trooper to the bone, a bone, a bone. Full grown, consider me stone. Once again, and I say it for you to know, the troop is always ready. I hear Geronimo, your CIA, you see I ain't kidding. Both K and X, they got rid of both. A story untold, true but unknown. Professor Griff knows.
Yo, I ain't no toast.
And not the bragging, I boasted. And plus, it ain't no secret why the tap on my phone. And so I can't keep it a secret, so I decided to kick it, yo. And yes, it weighs a ton, I say it once again. I'm called an enemy, I'll never be a friend of those with closed minds and know that I'm rapid. The way that I rap it is making them tap it, yeah. Never serving a well, cause I'm an uncom. It's no secret at all, cause I'm rapping in a bomb. Burden breaking the mold. I ain't lying, denying, because they're checking my code. Am I bugging? Because they're bugging my phone for information. No telling who's selling that power, building the nation. So joining the set, the point blank target. Every brother's inside, so least not to forget. No, taking a blame is not a waste. Here takes a bit of a soul, so you can never be wrong. Just a bit of advice, because we be paying a price. Because every brother man's life is like swinging a dice, right? Here it is once again. This is the brother, the Terminator, the cutter. Going on and on, leave alone. Get it straight in 88 and I'm trooping to demonstrate. The posse always ready, 98 and 98. My posse come quick because my posse got velocity. Tapping my phone, never leave me alone. I'm even lethal when I'm unarmed. You could come and get some of this. I teach and speak, so when it's spoken, it's no joke. The voice of choice to play shakes with bass. Called
one for the treble.
The rhythm is the rebel. Here's a funky rhyme that they're tapping on. Just thinking I'm breaking the beats I'm rapping on. CIA, FBI, all they tell us is lies. When I say it, they get alarmed, cause I'm louder.
Oh, excuse me.
There we go. That louder was, than a bomb.
That was sudden.
It was a sudden, abrupt ending, as a lot of these tracks tend to have.
Yeah, yeah, because it's sudden and abrupt.
Very abrupt. It kind of goes well with the ferociousness of the track.
Yes, ferocity. That's ferocity. What we need on this Monday.
The next track we're going to play is track number 11.
And my mic is so messed up.
Single.
My mic for some reason is really low.
Yeah. Thank God we're on radio. The next track is called Night of the Living Bass Heads.
Oh, yes.
And this song is about crack cocaine.
Oh, yes.
And the crack cocaine epidemic that affected a lot in the African-American community in the 1980s.
Yes.
Bass, of course, being slang for cocaine.
Bass!
And, this track uses more samples than any other track on the record. 20 samples on this track. So it's a sample fest.
Mm.
Enjoy.
Have you forgotten that once we were brought here, we were robbed of our name, robbed of our language. We lost our religion, our culture, our God. And many of us, by the way we act, we even lost our minds.
Here it is, bam! And you say, goddamn, this is a dope jam. But let's define the term called dope, and you're thinking me funky now. No, here is a true tale. Why the ones that deal, all the ones that fail, yeah. You can move if you wanna move. What it prove? It's here like the groove. The problem is this. We gotta fix it. Check out the justice and how they run it. Selling, smelling, sniffing, riffing, and brothers trying to get swift in. Selling their own, rob a home, while some shrivel a bone, like comatose walking around. Please don't confuse this with the sound. I'm talking about
bass, 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 bass.
Come on.
What's the night? Bass, 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 bass.
What's the night?
Bass, bass,
bass. What's the night?
Bass, bass, bass.
What's the night?
What's the night?
All right.
One, two, three, four, five, six, eight.
Here we go. I put this
this together too. The bells of those that boost the dose of lack-a-lack and those that sell the black. Shame on the brother when he dealing. The same block where my 98 be wheeling. And everybody know another kilo. From a corner from a brother, keep another below. And stop illing and killing, stop grilling. Yo, black, yo.
We are willing.
4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. Wait a minute, y'all. The fiends are feeding day to day to day. They say no other way. This stuff is really bad. I'm talking about.
We're gonna get on down now.
See it on their faces.
First come, first serve basis.
Standing online, checking the time. Homeboys playing the curve, the same ones they used to do
earth. Your hat.
Now they're gone, passing it on. Poison attack the black.
Word born.
My man Daddy-O once said to me, he knew a brother that stayed all day in his Jeep. And at night he went to sleep. And in the morning all he had was sneakers on his feet. The culprit used to jam and rock the mic. Yo, he stripped the Jeep to fill his pipe. And wander around to find a place where they rock to a different kind of. Come on, y'all.
Hold it now, wait.
Wait a minute.
Yo, brother Black. Suck the tash is a meal for kids that make cash. Selling drugs to the brother man instead of the other man.
Brother than sister.
I'm talking about.
Boo. Such a crazy song.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you couldn't really get away with making that song anymore because of the amount of samples in there.
Yeah, absolutely.
The lawyers would be all over you.
But you know what? People do talk about drugs quite a lot and the impact of drugs and the impact of, well, negative impacts on society and music. So at least like that keeps on going.
Definitely.
But imagine if we were allowed to do what they did with that song and have all those samples, like if it was just a free sample, you know, buffet.
A sample utopia. That would be amazing.
For some people, I mean, for others, it would probably be a bit shit.
Yeah.
It's probably a good thing, right?
Probably.
They should get paid.
Yeah. So let's look at the legacy and the reception of this record.
Yeah.
The album, it wasn't really significantly commercial, but remembering rap was still largely underground at this time and sort of massive critical success with critics was more a deal with, than commercial sales. And the critics actually really liked this album. Rolling Stone described it as a Molotov cocktail of nuclear scratching and revolution rhyme.
Hey.
That's a really cool description.
Molotov.
Molotov cocktail. The LA Times said they were very impressed with Chuck D. He wasn't afraid of being labeled an extremist, and that helped infuse his black consciousness raps with the anger and assault of pun pioneers.
And sorry. I don't know why I laughed at that.
Legacy wise, this album is now considered one of the best rap albums of all time, one of the best political rap records. Rolling Stone magazine even voted it in its top 50 albums of all time list, which is a pretty good feat for a rap album. And it regularly appears on these sort of best of lists, you know, best rap lists, best albums of the of all time kind of thing. And when you think of political rap, you think of this album kind of comes to mind first and foremost. And I think I'm pretty sure anyone in not just rap but political music in general would have been pretty much influenced in some way by this record. It really was a statement.
Yes.
At the time. And in terms of Public Enemy themselves, after this they went on to release an equally as good album, Fear of the Black Planet, in 1990. And they've since gone on to release 12 further albums. They've been very prolific. They continue to tour widely today and are just as political as they were then. With Chuck D, he's in his late 50s now and he's still flying the flag for African Americans and he's not showing any signs of stopping.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. Because the struggle continues.
Yeah, and when you see people dying out there and experiencing the same things that they're talking about in their songs to this day, you would be angry. I mean, it's tiring, it's exhausting, but it has to keep going.
It's an ongoing struggle, yeah. And on that note, we're going to finish with the album's closing track, and it's called Party for Your Right to Fight.
Oh.
And this is a play on words of the Beastie Boys song, of course, Fight for Your Right to Party. This is the exact opposite, Party for Your Right to Fight. And yeah, it's a pretty damn good track. So thank you, Public Enemy.
Sweet. And thank you, Sam. Thanks for bringing that in today.
No problems.
Alrighty. Here we go. Enjoy.
Happy anniversary to that album.
Happy anniversary.